And one indication of that contagion is the rising yield on Italian government bonds. By yield, we mean the interest rate Italy has to pay investors who buy their sovereign debt. When investors become jittery, they demand a higher yield, but then it costs the Italian government more itself to borrow. Caitlin Kenny of our Planet Money team has this report on what's setting investors on edge.
You know how when you live next door to someone who doesn't really clean their yard or has a bunch of junked up cars out front, it's harder to sell your house? It turns out the same is true for countries. This is basically what's happening to Italy right now. Their neighbors, Greece, Ireland, and Spain, they've got a bunch of bad mortgages and failed banks in their yards. And that's making things really hard for Italy.
Italy may be a better house than some of these other European countries, but it's difficult to be the Italian house in this deteriorating European neighborhood.
This is Andrew Balls, head of European Portfolio Management at PIMCO, which manages one of the world's biggest bond funds. You can think of Andrew Balls as a prospective buyer of Italy's house. And overall, he says, the house looks pretty good.
Italy has not been getting worse. Yes, they have a high level of debt, but it's not been going up.
Also, their banks are sound. And if you take out the interest they pay on their debt, which, to be fair, is quite high, they're running a budget surplus. The problem is that potential buyers, like Andrew Balls, are worried about things happening next door or down the block from Italy. They just don't trust that the other homeowners, European policymakers, are doing enough to take care of the neighborhood. They've seen how these leaders have handled Greece's problems. And, well, they aren't impressed.
You had public arguments between Germany and the European Central Bank. You had huge disagreements with different countries over how to deal with this Greece situation. Naturally, you look at this, you wonder, if they have this much trouble dealing with Greece, what happens if this spreads?
For Italy, it already has. Their borrowing costs have spiked in the last few weeks. And this means, to a certain extent, that whatever the Italian government does in the coming weeks doesn't matter. Instead, it'll be the decisions made by the people with the most money and the biggest houses on the block. France, and especially Germany. The way Italian journalist Beppe Severnini sees it, Germany is the one in charge.
You never have to forget that Italy is a bright, very lively, but young girl, and she really needs a nanny. And we have a German nanny up in Frankfurt, thanks God, who's sometimes tell us what to do.
Yesterday, the European Central Bank tried to do something to calm down prospective buyers. They said they'll lend struggling European banks more money, and they reportedly bought the bonds of two of the shabbiest houses on the block, Ireland and Portugal. But so far, the market doesn't seem to be reassured. And for Andrew Balls, that might mean his summer vacation is canceled. Caitlin Kenny, NPR News.